Whoa, yeah, your legs. Can you see that, bro?
How feral is that chick?
Hey, everyone! It's Gorilla Girl! Hairiest legs in the world, man!
Mr. Speaker, before you categorise me in this referendum called My Life, get to know me. You see, from age naught, I was taught snakes don't cut their hair. Till age 9, that was fine, but then it was hide that hair. Because your body, honey, is a questionnaire. I thought them white girls weren't born with leg hair. Why wasn't I the feminine displayed in ads, billboards, magazines? I saw models caress their photoshopped legs, exclaiming in voices sweeter than a lotus emerging from their uterus. What beauty feels like. Ew, that's the unhygienic. We aren't living in the Stone Age, you know. Good luck getting a date with that bush. But hey, girlfriend, what makes a woman? The hours we pretend to blend, the money we spend just to bend and snap for a passing trend. Mate, welcome to the human body. Does nature disgust you? Do these hairs give you nightmares? It's not about whether we're fair or bare or have red hair or eat too many eclairs. It's in the movement, in the action, the way we flow. He doesn't judge. It doesn't hide. It's in the... Beauty is in the folds of a Muslim... Beauty is loving stretch marks, love handles, and cellulite. Beauty is in the perfection and the imperfections. Beauty is fighting cancer, anorexia, suicide. Beauty doesn't judge. It doesn't hide. It's in the layers of a Sikh's turban, the folds of a Muslim's hijab. Beauty is brave, educated, free, like the ink on your arms may be your way to be you. The strands waving on my body are my beauty, my truth. They're proofs of life, marks of birth. Maybe I am born with it. After all, a lioness is a lioness, not a kitten. And my mane will remain my hair.